Welcome, councillors. I would now like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that the meeting is being recorded and the sound recordings will be made available on the council's website. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulation, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the council's control. If you are curious why councillors are looking at their screens, it is because a number of them are using tablet devices to access their agenda papers. I would also like to remind councillors that the other people attending the meeting, that fire exits are to the rear and to the side of the room, and there are no fire alarms planned this evening. Could I also ask that everyone turns their mobile phones off or switches them to silent so that the meeting is not disturbed? I will now ask my chaplain, Reverend Tim Day, to say prayers.
Madam Mayor, councillors and officers of Charnwood Borough Council, good evening. When I was a kid, I used to have a paper round, and that gave me the opportunity to read the newspapers every day, particularly if there was a long walk between houses. And so I suppose from an early age that enabled me to take an interest in international and national news. Of course, as a church minister, being aware of what's going on in our nation and abroad, whether that's the political world or whether it involves tragedy, or any other challenges, shapes the way that we as a church can pray for the world. We can pray out of a position of being informed. In a speech in 1966, Robert F. Kennedy delivered a speech that included this reference. He said, "There is a Chinese curse which says, may he live in interesting times." I don't think it's being partial to describe these as interesting times that we're living through at the moment, particularly for me as a political lay person. But into times of difficulty, for me, for the church, there's one place that I think we may all turn to for wisdom and for the promises of Scripture. So I'd just like to read a very short psalm this evening. The psalms are thousands of years old, and they're songs or poems from the Old Testament. And they want not only to inform our intellect, but to stimulate our imagination, arouse our emotions, and stir us on to noble thoughts and actions. So if you'll permit me, I'll read Psalm 121. If I lift up my eyes to the hills, where shall I find help? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let our foot stumble. He who guards us will not sleep. The guardian of the nation never slumbers, never sleeps. The Lord is our guardian, our protector at our right hand. The sun will not strike us by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guard against all harm. He will guard our life. The Lord will guide us as we come and go, now and forevermore. Ronald Niebuhr, an American theologian and commentator on politics and public affairs, wrote this prayer, which I would like to finish with. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Item one is apologies. Apologies have been received from Councillor Barclay, Goddard, Howe and Murphy, and Honorary Alderman John Bush and Joe Tormey. If any councillors have any other apologies, please press your button to indicate. Councillor Mayor.
Councillor Mary Draycott's going to be late. She's stuck in the traffic That's afflicting Loughborough. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Radford.
Yeah, mine's the same for Councillor Tassel. It's chaotic round Shepshed at the moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item two, disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest. I will now call on the Chief Executive to report on disclosures of interest in the businesses to be discovered, discussed, or might be discovered, this meeting, which have already been made by the councillors.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have a disclosure from Councillor Ted Parton in relation to item 10.2. This is a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council Town Team.
Thank you. Councillors, please indicate by pressing your button whether you have any other interest to disclose in the business to be discussed at this meeting. Thank you. I'm now on to item three, which is the minutes. We've got 3 minutes to... Sorry?
Jenny Tillotson.
Oh. Not coming up, Jenny. So, Councillor Tillotson.
Yes. Thank you. Item 6.3, I have a personal interest and I will not take part in the vote.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Tillotson, it's not come up on there. Councillor Shepherd.
Mayor, could I just clarify for the avoidance of doubt? My understanding has been that in the matter of questions, no interest will arise because these are not matters of decision making. Is that correct or not?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Advice from the monitoring officer is that there are no decisions being taken in relation to questions, so there is no requirement to disclose interest, but councillors may wish to do so for transparency purposes.
Thank you. Now, again, moving on to item three, which is the minutes. I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the council on the 24th of June, the extraordinary meeting of the council held on the 24th of June, and the extraordinary council meeting held on the 29th of July be confirmed and signed.
I second this, Madam Mayor.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? That vote is carried. Item four, announcements. There are no mayor announcements to make. I call upon the leader to make his announcements.
Madam Mayor, I would like to mention that this is the last council meeting of our chief exec. Jeff Parker, who is retiring from local government later on this month, has been our chief exec for 9 years and has pioneered remarkable change, and his leadership has made a significant and positive impact on the well-being of residents of our borough. He has been an incredibly strong advocate for customer service at the council, and his support was critical to the council securing the government's Customer Service Excellence Award across the whole of the organisation only a few years ago. The organisation has consistently retained the award since then, thanks to his drive and commitment to higher customer services and standards. His work to build relationships in the borough has been key to the council's success, perhaps highlighted by our close ties with Loughborough University. So please join me in wishing Jeff a long and happy retirement. Thank you. On the subject of other retirements, Madam Mayor, I'd like to also thank the work of Eric Vardy, who has now resigned as a councillor, for his many years of service, not only as an excellent ward councillor, but also as a senior cabinet lead for planning for a number of years for this council. Eric, as many of you will know, found the love of his life recently, and it has, I think it's probably without a doubt, has changed his life. He has become a vegan, thanks to Julia, and has discovered, I think, things that sort of a use which he had probably not thought he would. One of those more recent things over, in fact, only the last couple of months, was Julia and Eric have decided to get married next month, and they are going to move in and buy a house together. Julia's parents live in North Norfolk, and very recently he was persuaded that actually moving closer to his future in-laws was actually the best piece of advice that anyone would give him to agree to, and that in fact is what he's decided to do. So it was with great reluctance I know that he decided to actually step down as councillor, but I know all of us are very fond of Eric and wish him well for the future, especially for his married life with Julia. On the subject of married life, I'd also like to congratulate Councillor and Mrs. Brooks, who got married at the weekend, and wish you and Roxanne the greatest of happiness for the future. Congratulations. On the matter of other things, food safety is a critical part of our responsibilities, Madam Mayor. So I'm delighted to announce that recently the Council's Regulatory Services won the Best Small Business Friendly Regulatory Approach, a bit of a mouthful, but very important for those involved, at the Federation of Small Businesses in Leicestershire and Rutland at their recent award ceremony. The award celebrated the Council's business coaching project created and delivered by the food safety team. The initiative provides new food businesses in Charnwood with advice, information and training to help them achieve the highest possible food hygiene ratings when they open. Businesses achieving the top ratings are then promoted on the Council's food safety Facebook site, hopefully to their benefit as well. So I hope you'll join me in congratulating our food safety team for their excellent work in supporting small businesses in Charnwood. And finally, Madam Mayor, I'm very proud, extremely proud, to find that the Council recently became one of the first local authorities in the East Midlands to receive a Gold Award for its support for the Armed Forces community, along with our neighbours, Rushcliffe Borough Council. The Armed Forces Employer Scheme Gold Award is the highest badge of honour for organisations who have signed the Armed Forces Covenant. Congratulations to everyone involved, Councillor Fryer, I know as our champion, but also to our staff that we share with Rushcliffe and Melton. And this award is testament to their work, and we'll continue to do everything we can to support the Armed Forces community, including current and former service personnel. And finally, Madam Mayor, it's a very, very long speech from myself, but finally, one last point. I would like to announce that I've appointed the following member champions to roles for the terms of office 2019-2023. Champion for tree planting, Councillor Howe. Councillor Parton for champion for loneliness. And for climate change, Councillor Needham. Member champions are councillors who act as an advocate or spokesperson for the specific area of the council businesses and activities, and they are vital to the success of our work. So thank you to all of those people who have agreed to become champions. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Councillor Morgan. I now call upon the Chief Executive to make any announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements, Madam Mayor.
I am now five, which is petitions. Are there any petitions to be presented?
Yes.
One, two, three. Right. Councillor Mark Lowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On behalf of residents of Thurmiston Parish Council of Thurmiston, I'd like to hand this petition in. We, the undersigned of Charnborough Council, undertake a full investigation into noxious fumes and the negative impact of the quality of life of Thurmiston. There's a factory on Old Way in Thurmiston that has been giving out noxious fumes for many, many years. It has been reported to Charnborough Council, councillors and the Environmental Health but this is still a problem. So I'd like it to be fully investigated, if possible, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Hunt.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. This is a petition on behalf of a number of residents of Corn regarding an objection to a boundary fence being installed on council-owned open space. Thank you.
Councillor Boker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Lost myself now. Oh, there. This is from Wimeswell Parish Council. They have received a number of complaints over the summer about the noise from cars operated by Everyman Racing on Wimeswell Airfield. They have collected signatures and they have asked them to sign the petition if the noise caused by the Everyman Racing activity on the airfield is a nuisance to them. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bradshaw.
Yes, thank you, Madam. Is that working? A petition here started by the residents on Ashley Ward, which states that the undersigned would like to oppose the introduction of charges for bulky waste collection. This will definitely lead to increased fly tipping, which will end up costing Charwood Borough Council more than the 60,000 income it's supposed to generate. So, there's about just over 50 signatures there. Thank you.
Thank you, councillors. Item six, business. Oh, I'm sorry. Your lovely picture's not on here, Christine. So, Councillor Radford.
This petition was handed in to Shropshire Town Council originally, but it's to do with Jubilee Walk, which is owned by Charnwood. And it's we, the undersigned, are asking the Charnwood Borough Council for funding to resurface and repair Jubilee Walk. For most of the winter, it has been a mud bath and practically impassable in parts for walkers, pushchairs, etc. This facility is much used by local people, as in great need of repair. I have read and agreed with the sentiment in the attached letter. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 6, Business Reserved to Council. Item 6.1, Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman Annual Review Letter for 18-19, page 20 on your agenda. I call upon Councillor Poland to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, to comply with the guidance from the Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman, that the monitoring officer should make members aware of upheld complaints on a periodic basis, I move the Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman's review letter for 2018-19 attached as Appendix A and the summary of the upheld complaint as set out in Part B of this report be noted.
I would like to second this and reserve my right.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's disappointing to get any complaints, really, to the Ombudsman, but one isn't, I would say, cause for concern. I think, reading the full report, we can see that Charnwood Borough Council hasn't had that many complaints that have gone all the way, 20 or 30, I think, I believe. But it would be interesting if we could take that up, because the number of interactions we have with customers and the number of complaints that we have as, or queries, I should say, not complaints, we have as councillors, doesn't tally up to just about the figures that are quoted on the paper here. So it may be worth a scrutiny panel maybe in the future, or a scrutiny body taking it up, just to have a look at how we interact with our customers, with our residents, to make sure that there isn't any underlying cause for concern there. Thank you.
I'd better stand up here, hadn't I? I am quite happy with what has been said in the papers, and I think note should be taken what has been said in the papers. Thank you, and I'm quite happy with what the lead member has said. Thank you.
Right, Councillor Poland, please, if you'd like to sum up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No more to add, really, but just to thank Councillor Mir for his comments. And you're quite right, in a borough that's got getting on for 200,000 people, the amount of thousands of interactions we have, to have one upheld complaint, obviously we'd ideally have none, but in reality, having one in a year is very, very good. Thank you.
Could I see all those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. I'm now moving on to item 6.2, appointments to the Independent Remuneration Panel, page 28 on your agenda. I call upon Councillor Poland to propose the item.
Mayor, to fill a vacancy on the Independent Remuneration Pay Panel, I move that Sumeet Dhul be appointed to the Independent Panel until the end of the 2023-24 civic year.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have the simple bit. I'll just second the motion, reserve my right to speak. Thank you.
Right. If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons now. Okay. I call upon Councillor Poland to sum up. Oh, sorry, Councillor Grimley.
I have nothing further to add, thank you.
OK, thank you. Councillor Poland.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I also have nothing further to add.
Thank you. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. That motion is carried. I'm now moving on to item 6.3, adoption of model bylaws to regulate the hygiene and practice standards in premises conducting cosmetic piercing, semi-permanent skin colouring and acupuncture, tattooing and electrolysis, page 31 of your agenda. I call upon Councillor Lowe to propose this item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. For the reasons set out on page 31 and 32 of the agenda, I move recommendations 1 to 4 set out on these pages 31 of the agenda. Thank you.
I second this, Madam Mayor, and reserve my right to speak. Thank you.
Please press your buttons now. Councillor Smidovich.
I want to say that I'm absolutely delighted that this bylaw has come to you tonight. When I think of the number of young women in Loughborough that are having the most incredible treatments, I've only just learnt what microblading was. It's really quite staggering that we perhaps haven't checked on needles before, and having had lots of contact with needles in my life in foreign countries, I'm quite relieved now to know that we are having these sort of hygiene laws checked on in these premises. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Forrest, would you like to? You've reserved your right.
I welcome this report and I commend it to all members of this chamber. It ties up some loopholes, and I agree with Margaret Smidovitz. Anyone wanting to undertake some of these what seem to me very strange practices, semi-permanent skin colouring, Yes, if only I knew what it meant. But if, for those of you who do know what it means and want to take part in it, you can rest assured that if you do this now in Charnwood, you will be completely safe. Thank you.
I call upon Councillor Lowe to sum up.
To add, but I am surprised that Charnwood haven't done this before. I guess it's just moving with the times.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Against? Abstentions? I'm delighted to say that motion has been carried. Item 7, call-in references. There's been no call-in references from scrutiny. Item 8, position statements. Also, no requests for position statements have been received, and the same as motions on notice. None have been received. I'm now moving on to item 10, questions on notice. As a reminder, the questions that the councillors have submitted and the answers to them in the supplement pack is in the supplement pack. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question or make a statement. Supplementary questions or statements must relate directly and exclusively to the questions submitted, and any other supplementary question or statements will not be permitted. Each councillor will have 2 minutes to ask their supplementary question and or make their statements. And the councillor responding will also be able to speak for 2 minutes. Item 10.1, banning the sale of fur items. Councillor Campbell, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make a statement?
Madam Mayor, I'm quite happy with the response. I'd just like to thank the leading member for looking into this problem, really. And hope for a positive outcome later in the autumn. Thank you.
To now, because Councillor Campbell hasn't.
There's nothing further to add except that I agree with Councillor Campbell that we look into this and come to a positive conclusion.
Future High Street funding. Councillor Parton, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make a statement?
When the government launched their Future High Streets fund, they received over 300 applications. And when they got to the decision, they granted 50 to be allowed to go to Section 2 of the application, but then they allowed another 50. Now, if I was to tell you that the government wrote back to us to say that we were unsuccessful, you could imagine that you'd be very disappointed. But actually, I've never been so positive about this town centre. Some of us have just come from a meeting of the town team, and at that town team, one of the private sector people in that meeting said, "We're working very hard to be very sensible." But I actually disagreed with him on that, because I think that you're going to see some extremely exciting projects, private and public sector projects. And that's best summed up in this. There's a book I've got called How to Lead, and the best leaders have an idea, they have the right people, and they have action. I know that we have the best ideas to drive this town centre forward. We definitely have the people. There are hordes of people almost waiting behind a metaphorical hill to invest money into Loughborough. And it is the future High Street. It's what it will be. But now we need action. And I can guarantee that very soon you will see that action. So I've never been more so enthused about Loughborough Town Centre and what our future High Street will be.
Uh,
Thank you, Ted. I totally agree with you. It is a very exciting time coming up, and whilst we weren't successful with the Future High Street Fund, Madam Mayor, I share Ted's confidence that we do have a lot of projects coming up that are very exciting and will be lifting this town up to be a destination town. Thank you.
If you imagine with the residents, because it's the residents that matter, it's not the physical building, it's not the area, it's the residents of Victoria Street. If you imagine that there's a wall, and on one side it's what we see and the police see, and on the other side it's what the residents see. It's said that people believe what they see, not what they hear. And what they're seeing now is huge police action. Three residents who caused untold trouble for people are now serving custodial sentences, and already the gloom's lifted. And then they see regular police patrols, us having patchwalks with the police, with council officers, and it can be summed up that we're going to regenerate that area under two aspects. It's in both words are open. The first one is we're going to sort of open it up to the community. We're going to create more of a community. We're going to make it physically more open. And we're going to do even more improvements to Southfields Park, because the vision is I want Southfields Park to become their area, their garden, their play area to be proud of. And linking pathways and lighting and removing walls and barriers will be the key to making a space for them. And secondly, it's safety. We see teamwork, brilliant teamwork from the police, who I can't thank enough. Excellent work from landlord services, who have already committed money and time to look into projects that we can do to make that area better. The police have done their work. They're continuing to do work. And I know that we'll do our work. And again, the vision will be, and our key performance indicator will be, how many doors open. When we walked around Hoddley, any doors opened. People were suspicious. I can guarantee that many doors will be open very soon.
Would you like to respond?
I just really like to say thank you to Councillor Parton, certainly for bringing this, really the regeneration of the flats to the forefront of my attention. And having a look around the flats myself, I can actually see the foresight with the investment around the flats. And I think the engagement all round with stakeholders is a really excellent way of going forward. But I just say thank you very much. I look forward to helping you with improvements on that. Thank you.
Item 10.4, Housing Development Company. Councillor Baldwin, Baldwin. I put the R in the wrong place. I do apologise. Wonderful thing the brain is, isn't it? Would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
I'd like to ask a supplementary question, Madam Mayor. Given the pressure on this, I'd like to actually thank the lead member for his response first. Given the pressure on this and other councils to increase the provision of social housing and the implementation of the new housing development company could at best be described as lackluster, what is being done now to increase social housing build? And if work is underway to identify potential development sites, will they be brought before members?
Do you wish to respond?
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much, Councillor Baldwin, as well. The Council, under the HRA, which is the social housing provision, which you touched on, we have been continuously buying properties for social rent, and that will continue, and those obviously are made aware to all councillors as and when those properties are bought. quite often requires scrutiny approval to make sure that they're able to be purchased timely. The housing company has a slightly wider remit, and certainly the paper that came to Cabinet back in December, I think, outlined very succinctly the ambitions and the opportunities available to the housing company, and also the reasons why a housing company was required rather than actually just using HRO money to purchase properties for social rent. There's a paper coming to the next Cabinet meeting, which hopefully you'll be able to read, which is effectively the stage two of this process. So I'd recommend that to you when that's published. I haven't seen the full paper yet either, so I look forward to reading it as well. But that's the next stage in this process to make sure that we get it right and that our ambitions are met across the whole of Charnwood. Thank you.
Item 10.5 is the Homelessness Reduction Act 2017. Councillor Draycott, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Apologies for being late. I would like to make a statement and a question. First, though, I'd like to thank the Cabinet Lead and the officers for the reassuring answer about the work being done regarding homelessness. However, it does confirm, though, that the number of people presenting as homeless in the last 2 years has increased by 121%. My question relates to the current proposal by Leicestershire County Council to cut two-thirds of the outreach floating support element that they fund. The County Council assists districts, and for our borough that means £300,000, which contributes to the good work. The County Council are proposing a new model that will run on the remaining £100,000 only, but their work will no longer address the issue of homelessness, but will concentrate on health issues. I'm sure the Cabinet Lead and indeed Madam Mayor, we would all agree that this situation is very complex, and you cannot separate issues such as mental health, substance misuse, etc., from the issue of homelessness, and will only mean a serious increase for more people turning to the council for help. So I would ask the Cabinet Lead, is he aware of this current proposal? The consultation closed last week. And what is the department's view on the matter, and are they prepared for it? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Draycott. Councillor Larson, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think there are two points here, Councillor Draycott. The first really relates to the County Council, and it's something that we were aware of. It's something I have actually submitted my own views. I've spoken at length with both the officers and with the bridge about it, and I'm more than happy to let you have a copy of what our views are on that word, but I'm not a county councillor, and it is Leicestershire County Council that you're referring to. On the other matter, the reason why it's increased is largely because the HRA modified the 1977 Housing Act, which was introduced by a Labour government, and it was that act that defined priority need. And that priority need was quite restricted. What, in fact, the new HRA, which came in April last year, does is it's actually extended the responsibilities that we have to include young people as well. And that's why the number has grown significantly. And we have far more responsibilities. We are putting far more effort into it. And I think that as a reflection of the work that we've done, the fact that Charnwood was selected as one of, I think, about 15 authorities to actually comment on how we have implemented the Act. I was interviewed by the panel, and the officers have participated in as well. And like a lot of what we do, we try to go further than we're required to by the legislation, and I've attended the briefing meetings, I've gone on training with the officers, and I'm very happy with what we are achieving. But certainly I'll get back to Councillor Draycott on that one.
Thank you, Councillor Mercer. 10.6, climate emergency. Councillor Bolton, would you like, I was checking to see if there was an R in that at all, so Councillor Bolton, would you like to ask your supplementary question and or make your statement? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you also to the lead officer who replied to my question. However, the reply does not answer my question. We're living through a climate emergency. We know that. It's evidenced by the Amazon fires, extreme weather events, including extremely warm temperatures at the Arctic Circle at the moment. Well in excess of 60% of local councils have declared a climate emergency. The UK Parliament has declared a climate emergency. The Local Government Association has declared a climate emergency. I am personally disappointed that this council have chosen not to follow suit. And before anybody perhaps suggests this is not simply semantics. And I would ask when the council will show the people of the borough that we, the council, are serious about climate change and declare a climate emergency. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bolton. Councillor Rollins, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As I'm sure you can appreciate, being just 5 days into this role as Lead for Climate Change, I'm still getting to grips with the position. That said, the motion passed on the 24th of June this year shows the Council's commitment to climate change. We've also appointed out one Green Councillor as a climate change champion to help us further the work and achieve this Council's target to be carbon neutral by 2030. Whether we use the word emergency or not is a matter for great debate, but it doesn't change how seriously we're taking this issue. It's a matter of grave importance for us all, and I look forward to taking it forward. Thank you.
7.7, bulky waste collection. Councillor Bolton, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make a statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you again to the lead officer who responded to this. The Scrutiny Commission, of which I am a member, unanimously agreed that the first bulky waste collection be free for all residents. But when this was presented to Cabinet, it was refused. The response to the questions I've asked again show that it's the poorest people in the borough who will suffer from this charge. When I look around this chamber, £20 may not seem like an awful lot of money to most of the people in this chamber, but for many of my ward members, £20 is their weekly food budget. People will be able to claim extreme hardship and so avoid paying the charge. However, the draconian measures to be undertaken are insulting and I believe take away the dignity of many. In addition, they are not open and transparent. Who will define exceptional financial hardship against which the weekly income and expenditure will be measured? How will a determination be made as to whether people have considered alternative means of disposal? Your answer states that applicants will be expected to use the exceptional hardship scheme reasonably. In fact, people in poorer circumstances may need to use the scheme more regularly than others, as they may be using second-hand items with a shorter lifespan. This approach has the potential to lead to more fly tipping, which in turn could mean that the council may incur additional costs in dealing with this, and you've already received a petition about that this evening. So on behalf of the Labour Group, I would urge Cabinet to reconsider the charge for the bulky waste collection. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harper-Davis, would you like to respond?
Nothing further to add. The process has gone through scrutiny process, as you mentioned, through Councillor Hunt and Scrutiny Commission. And all of the Scrutiny Commission proposals were accepted through to Cabinet. And obviously from a financial hardship point of view, that's the process that the people of the borough will have to go through. And that's not new to bulky waste. That's not new to other policies within the council. But they will be taken into consideration and that will go through due process. I've got nothing further to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harper-Davis. 10.8, the Big Switch Scheme. Councillor Needham, would you like to ask your supplementary question and or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've got one supplementary question, please.
Thank you to the lead member for the detailed response to my question. I'd like this council to lead by its own example when it comes to carbon reduction targets, and I'd like us to actively encourage our partners and suppliers to follow this example. With this in mind, and the fact that some forms of renewable energy are now cheaper than traditional forms of fuel, would the lead member commit to press iChooser to source 100% renewable suppliers for this scheme?
Councillor Mercer, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm certainly happy to give the commitment that we will do all we can to encourage them to look at it. The problem, of course, is that we're talking about gas and electricity, and we, as of yet, don't have renewable gas. The main purpose, though, of the big switch is to address the problem of fuel poverty. And fuel poverty, for those that don't know the concept, is if you're a member of a household with a low income in a home which cannot be kept warm at a reasonable cost. And if the big switch works in the same way that it's worked for a lot of other councils, that means that probably people that take part will be able to make a saving of up to £240 a year on their bills. That has to be the priority. On top of that, anything that we can do to encourage them to have a greater commitment to renewable energy, I'm happy to support. And I certainly welcome this question and congratulate Councillor Needham on her new role and look forward to many more questions like this.
Thank you, Councillor Mercer. 10.9, Strategic Growth Plan. Councillor Needham, would you like to ask your supplementary question and or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you to the lead member for the response to my question. In the answer, the lead member says that the strategic growth plan is compatible with the carbon neutrality goals which we have set. Please could the lead member provide me with some specific examples of how this will be possible?
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Councillor Needham, for your question. And also, congratulations and welcome on your appointment as champion for climate change. The clue's really in the title. This document is both strategic and a plan to 2050. This vision document helps us shape over time the plans for delivering across the county with all our colleagues. This will mean a better use of resources and infrastructure so we can build in things such as better transport networks which aim to reduce congestion and therefore pollution. Basically, if we don't have a plan, we don't move forward, and that's the answer. Thank you.
And I'd like to make I'd like to say something that's not scripted down here, and I may be being picky, but there were several councillors that did ask a question or make a statement that didn't thank the officers for their response in the first place. Could you make sure that you do that, please, from now on? Thank you. Right, item 11, minute references. There are no minute references. I am now moving on to item 12, urgent executive decisions exempted from calling, page 45 on your agenda. This is a report to inform the Council of the decision taken by the Head of Strategic and Private Sector Housing to acquire a property which was exempted from calling in accordance with Scrutiny Committee Procedure 11.9. If any councillors would like to ask a question, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your buttons. Councillor Mear.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We'd get this report regularly now because I think the Council is purchasing quite a few properties. So we do get them, and I think our concerns are regarding the eligibility of right to buy for people who purchase these properties are well documented. But I just wanted to touch on something else and something that hopefully we could work through. I seem to remember that the housing priority and the housing needs of the people on the waiting lists was to do with two-bedroom houses, I think it is, or two-bedroom, or could be three-bedroom houses. I'm not 100% sure. But I'd like some clarifications as to what our priority is and what we're going out into the market to purchase. This one, this specific case, maybe for somebody specific on the waiting list, I understand that. But the previous reports that I've come to us have been various different types of houses. And especially when we're in planning, and members on this side who are on planning and who've been to the planning training have been told by officers that these are the type of houses that we need, the two-bedroom houses that we need for our residents. So if that's what we need, then that's, I think that's what we should be buying. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Morgan, would you like to respond to that question? You have 3 minutes to speak.
It'll be less than 3 minutes, Madam Mayor. Thank you. Councillor Mayor, I'm almost certain that we've actually had a question on this very specific item. Can I ask that we actually refer back to previous minutes? Because I'm pretty sure that the answer clarified. I wish I could remember it off the top of my head, but I'm absolutely certain I'm looking at Councillor Mercer at the moment because I know that he delivered the answer, that the question was put and answered, and I think the answer was probably a lot more succinct and to the point than I could possibly be standing on my feet for the next 3 minutes. So can we refer back to that? And if it's not clear enough, then we'll have a chat. Thank you.
Any other councillors would like to ask a question? No? Thank you. I am now moving on to item 13, appointments to committees. I understand that Councillor Morgan would like to propose various Conservative changes. Councillor Morgan.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much. Following the appointment of Councillor Hunt to her Cabinet portfolio, following the retirement of Councillor Vardy, I would like to make the following changes on behalf of the Conservative Group to committees. I would like to appoint Councillor Haji Nicolo to Scrutiny Commission, Councillor Rattray to leave Neighbourhood and Community Wellbeing, but also to move to Housing, Planning and Regeneration Regulatory Service Committee, but also take up the role of Chair of Scrutiny Commission. In addition, I would like to appoint Councillor Popley to the Neighbourhood and Community Wellbeing Scrutiny Commission, as well as the Licensing Committee. That is it. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Seconder, please. Sorry, there's a little bit of a debate going on here. I can hear. It doesn't make sense, I heard. Yes.
Sorry. Madam Mayor, for the minutes, could Councillor Morgan just run through those appointments again briefly?
We seem to have technical problems with our mics this evening, so we have a vacancy on Scrutiny Commission, and that's going to be filled by Councillor Haji Nicola. We also need a new chair for Scrutiny Commission, and I'm proposing Councillor Rattray. We also have, at the moment, she's on Neighbourhood, Community, Wellbeing and Scrutiny Committee, but I'm proposing that she actually moves across to the vacancy that's been created on Housing, Planning, Regeneration and Regulatory Services. In addition, the confirmation of Councillor Popley to Neighbourhood and Community Wellbeing Scrutiny and Licensing Committee. Is that okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I would like to now take a vote on those changes. I don't, obviously. Right. If anybody wants to speak on those changes, please press your buttons now and your picture won't appear. Just raise your hands up in the time-honoured way, please. If anybody would like to speak on those.
No?
Morgan?
No.
No, Councillor Poland? Would you like to sum up? Reserve your mind.
Not really.
No.
nothing further to add.
Okay. Now we take the vote. Or do you want Councillor Morgan to say something again? Yeah. Right. All those in favour of those positions, all those against, abstentions. Okay. The motion has been carried. The appointment of Councillor Popley as a Conservative member on the Neighbourhoods and Community Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee then leaves a vacancy for the non-grouped councillors on this committee. Are there any proposals to fill this vacancy?
Propose Councillor Roy Campsall, please.
I'm looking for one. Seconder, Dave?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
If anybody wishes to speak, please press your buttons. Yeah? No? Right, we'll go to the vote for that, please. All those in favour of Councillor Campsall moving on there. All those against? Any abstentions? Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. It's the close of business. And I would last like to say that you behaved far better this week than the last time. I even got a slight bow when a councillor came into the room being late. Only one, though. There was four others that didn't. I've got a Christmas card list here and you're all being squashed off. So. Thank you very much. Yeah, I know. Right, at the close of business is, we've got the close of that business. And the